A sustainable community is about realizing that your membership identity may evolve over time, and your original mission may no longer represent the full spectrum of community and member needs. We see this through the way people identify, how terms around diversity and inclusion change over time, through external forces such as protest groups, political and legal changes, and cultural movements. Networks often notice this first by monitoring their communications channels, like the online community groups and collaboration tools. In these examples, a global company found a high level of activity on their Slack channel as employees were forced to work from home during the pandemic. Conversations were flowing more naturally and openly than before, and it was noticed in the LGBT+ network that the diminishing of trans rights was a hot topic that needed its own focus. With online communication platforms, it's easy to create threaded conversations so that interested parties can join that specific thread while business as usual can continue in the main channel. This naturally led to an offshoot group from the main network, and a new committee member was chosen from that group to link in with the leadership team. While this didn't lead to a separate network, it did show that the network was willing to be flexible with their approach to member involvement and go where the zeitgeist led them. In another organisation, their well-being network found that conversations and events had become dominated by mental health, and while they believed that was important, there was little focus left on anything else. In this instance, they did create a separate network and rebranded both. The community was welcome to be part of both networks, but it was clearer where expertise and interest lay. Networks who fail to respond to member needs can find that they persistently attract the same people, as only they feel represented. At Radius, we are often asked for tips on engaging members, and a good place to start is to go where they already are. Use online communication tools and word of mouth to assess where there is a need for formalized network conversation. This should not be to control it, but to effectively monitor it and create a strategy as a result. As a leader, it may be your responsibility to assess when informal networking and hot topic conversations can and should be brought into your sphere. We'll return to the founding of umbrella networks and listening to member needs later in the programme.